scotch and soda. But in your eye, baby, do I feel high? Oh me, oh my. Do I feel high?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Monday edition of The French Connection. Today's date is June 5th, 2006, and my name is Daryl Bradford Smith. It is great to have you here with us today. Lots of things have been going on. Of course, we are testing a new effort. We're fighting in another venue because of things that we've been seeing. And in fact, I got to tell you guys, I'm the kind of person who gives everybody an equal shot in this world. Everybody. I've said before on this programming that my 1 minute of existence has absolutely no more value than any other human beings on the planet. One minute of my life and 1 minute of someone else's are identical in value. And the simple fact of the matter is that what I'm dealing with these days and what Eric and I have been discussing is a lot of people have used the issue of race to divide. Now, you notice the caveats that are made when I speak about the Jewish community, and I say without fail that not all Jews are involved in these conspiracies, not all Jews are doing the evil that our world is facing, and certainly what we've also found out is they have their helpers in many, many, many different organizations, and you know we've looked into some Tavistock, into the Stanford Research Institute, for just to name a couple. But certainly, ultimately, the power and control is in their hands, and that is a fact. This is where all roads lead to. But it's a Zionist connection, a Zionist Jewish connection. Certainly, there is no evidence that all Jews are involved in this, and I certainly wouldn't want to place them all into the same group with these people. That being said, we have recently come out against people using other racial issues. Now, if you all recall me back in the RBN days when I was doing a broadcast, a French Connection broadcast at Republic Broadcasting, there was a gentleman that got on a radio show. His name was Hugh, and he got on this show with Rick Adams, and they started talking about race. And this guy, Hugh, was clearly interested in white-only kinds of things. And he said to Rick Adams that he thought that that people who mix their races are mongrels when they have children. They are mongrels. Now, I took serious offense to that, and I've explained in the past why. My grandmother was half Wampanoag Indian. And so what he was talking about is that he considered me a mongrel because I have Indian blood in me. And I thought to myself at the time that that was a pretty damn offensive thing to do. So, of course, I made my statement on my radio show that same day, and I came out very hard against him, saying that, no, in fact, I'm not a mongrel, and to say things like that is sick. It's sick. Needless to say, the owner of the station got on that radio show the next day and said that he fully supported Rick Adams and his contention that that people who marry outside their race are mongrels. And so the following day, I left. I got off the radio. I quit right then. I was not going to be part or party to that kind of sickness because there's nothing more hateful than race-based hate. There isn't. It is a hateful thing. And you can see what happens to people because they always want to feel that their group is better than someone else's. So there's a natural inclination to spawn hatred from these kinds of lies because they're lies. And if you give anybody an equal shot in this world, anybody, I don't care who it is, you may find marginal differences between one group and another, but by and large, given the same background and the same effort and the same help, all people are going to fall into a range of qualities. And that is true for everything, including sports. Now, you know, there may be certain sports where American Indians do better than other groups, or Black Americans do better than other groups, or Arabs do better than Persians, or Sikhs do better than other groups within India. Fact is, the difference in those changes is marginal. Same with intellect. You might find, 100 is the normative level of intellect in the world. And you might find a certain group at 98, and you might find others at 103 or 105. But between those two groups, that's not a whole lot of difference. What is my point here? My point is, between the races, we're basically similar, and if you scratch us below the surface, we all bleed, ladies and gentlemen. We all cry when our feelings are hurt, and we suffer when our families are in danger, and we go through the same kinds of pains, each and every one of us, regardless of who or where what race we originate from. Well, the group that I have come out against here is this is David Duke. Now, many people like David Duke. For you, I hope that you can re-examine some of the things he said over time. If, in fact, after your re-examination of his stand on blacks and Hispanics and his interest in segregating himself from other groups of people does not raise issues with you, then maybe you need to find another radio show. Maybe we're not for you. I do not want you later on getting in conversations with good-meaning people from our effort and have you poisoning the environment with that kind of sickness. Nor do I want people coming out and calling Jews names. I don't want them calling, white people crackers, or black people the N-word, or Arabs camel jockeys, or any other thing. All of these things are offensive to me. So we wrote an article. Eric put it up on the site yesterday, and it is pushing this issue out into the fore. Now, we thought it needed to be done because, of course, many people are going to try to say that I'm a racist, and I'm not. And we needed to clarify a few issues. On top of that, there are some very strong reasons to believe that these groups have been used by Zionists in order to further their goals of hate crimes legislation and silencing critics. So with that in mind, I decided that Eric and I would have a little discussion today, and I asked him to be part of it. So, Eric, are you with me?
Yes, I'm here.
Well, Eric, you're a little faint. Can you get a little closer to that?
Yes, I'll move it a little bit. How's that?
That's better. Well, Eric, you know, of course, the article's provocative, but of course anything that tells the truth in an environment of lie and vitriol is going to be provocative. So, and of course, a couple of people took offense with our characterizations. The truth of the matter is that this group, by and large, has been a bunch of, I don't know, they seem like yahoos to me, first of all. But more than that, most of their hatred and vitriol seems fabricated. It doesn't seem like it's coming from any place real.
Well, that's
what is your take on it?
Well, that's what I think. The people like David Duke and these white supremacist groups, they don't seem real. What they say is so incredibly stupid that I can't believe that the people themselves actually believe it. And when I first noticed it was right after the September 11th attack, and I started noticing, you know, there's something wrong with this attack. And before I put my book and video together, I decided, well, maybe these people, since they, you know, complain so much about pretty much everything, maybe some of these white supremacist groups will start spreading information about 9/11. And I didn't know of very many of them. I just noticed a couple. I had heard of this Matthew Hale and his something like World Church of the Creator or whatever it's called, because he had been on a radio station in an area by me once, you know, a couple of years before that. So I had already heard of him. I didn't know anything about him, but I figured, well, these guys complain about everything, so I'll let them know about 9/11. So I sent them information. I look at their, you know, you look at their websites, you look at their message boards, and all they would do when I told them, you ought to check out Expose 9/11, they would be resisting it. I'm thinking, what in the world? And one of them writes back on the message board that we have more important things to do. We got to get them Jews and them niggers. And I'm thinking, wait a minute. there's something wrong here. 9/11 is the reason, you know, they're having wars and all these people do. They talk like 10-year-old children. Oh, we got to get them Jews and we got to get them niggers and over and over. And this is when you realize there's something wrong here. These people are not for real. And you look at David Duke, the same thing.
Well, here's the thing, Eric. I want to ask you a question. See, because I made a point that Alex Jones has recently been a convert to, in some small way, but not regularly and not in any rational way, has he made an effort into examining the Zionist element within all of this. But he has touched his toe into the water a little bit, I think, basically to cover his bases on not being blamed for being. He doesn't want to be outed as the liar that he is, so he's starting to talk about it a little bit. And then he says, "See, I talk about this." And when he made that call to Michael Piper's show, I almost fell off the chair because it was so telling when I talk about that. And of course, you and I know 12 years of research, he never talked about it. And now David Duke came to realize that he was going to lose support if he didn't get on the bandwagon either. And I think around 2004 or 5, he started his foray into the truth as well. But that they're latecomers to these facts, aren't they?
Well, yeah, and Duke still has not really said much of anything serious about the 9/11 attack or the demolition of the towers. He is still ignoring that issue. And you'll see this is what politicians do too. If a bunch of people are at a political rally and they say, well, when are you going to do something about the taxes? If they put pressure on him, then he'll say something. Oh, well, I'm going to reduce taxes if you elect me. And then if someone says, well, what are you going to do about crime? Well, I'm going to create a policy to reduce crime. They say whatever people want to hear. And this is one of the reasons democracies are never going to make it. The typical person can't see through this deception. What's happening is that these people want to be leader. People like Jones, people like David Duke, the white supremacists, and they are going to say anything to keep themselves in that position. If people say to them, well, you're not talking about 9/11, well, then they will. But they only say what they have to. They always do the minimum. And what they really appear to be is they're there to control the message. They're like little pens that they put the sheep into. They want everybody to go to them because they can then control the information that people see. This group is not that big, and the only way they can get control of us is by controlling what we know. And the only way they can do that is to get control of the media. And then they've got the problem of the people who don't listen to the media any longer. They've got to have their little so-called truth tellers to round up all of those people. You know, all of the rest of them that are no longer listening to CBS and the New York Times. So they have these alternatives, the truth tellers. They're now the ones rounding up all these stray sheep. And so that's what it seems to be going on with Alex Jones and with David Duke and all of them. You know, they're rounding them up. They're saying, yeah, come over here. We'll give you the truth. But really, you don't get it from them. You get only what they have to give out. That's not a leader.
I've also noticed some other reasons why these groups were actually involved. I mean, what we know is that Southern Poverty Law has been implicated in the formation of some of these groups. And in fact, in history, we have some very prominent neo-Nazis who turned out to be Jewish. And when they were outed, of course, their organizations fell apart, but they even took marches with swastikas on, and they were out there trying to foment hatred so that hate crimes legislation would have a better chance of passing.
Well, yeah, they control all sides of it. They create the problem. They create the Nazis. They create the anti-Semitism. And then other people within the same group come forward to protect us from them by giving us legislation and setting up little groups to monitor school books and school curriculum. They're on both sides of it. They create the problem, and then they give us a solution to it. And this is what it seems like. If you look at people like Mark Farrell, you know, all those angry emails he's sending you, and he calls himself Honest Media Today. It reminds me of, you know, the Russian newspaper Pravda, which apparently is truth. These people that are always doing this subliminal message, like, we're the truth. We've got the honest media. You'll see this at 911truth.org also, the word truth, and a lot of them will be waving their American flags at their websites, and It's like a deceptive way to fool people by...
Well, you know, I'm one of the people that has a flag at my MySpace site, and I brought up the fact today that, you know, that there are possible infiltrations of Zionists within that website. I may have accepted a few on my site. These things happen, don't they, Eric?
Oh, yeah, you can't stop it. And you can't figure out... See, here's the other problem is some of the people that we assume are Zionists may simply be stupid or naive. And you can't tell the difference. It's like my own brother. I just saw them again yesterday. You know, he's basically repeating everything that he sees on the TV. Iran is a threat now to us, he says. They may attack us with nuclear weapons. It's unbelievable. If I didn't know this guy, I would swear he's on the payroll of the Zionists. Yeah. But it's not. It's just that he's like the typical stupid American. He's not stupid, but there's something wrong. They watch the TV. They look at the magazines. They think they're educated. And they're just spewing the same nonsense. And so you can't be sure which of these people are just truly just mindless and which aren't. So it's same with David Duke. Some people will say, well, the guy just doesn't know much yet. Well, that may be true, but if he's really this stupid, why is he in a leadership position? You see, no matter how you look at it, we've got a problem. If these people in the 9/11 movement and all these others, like the Dukes and the politicians, if they really are as stupid as they appear, if they really are as naive as they appear, why are they being looked to for guidance? See, this is why a democracy won't work. The people can't even figure this out. If they can't figure out that these are not leaders, we're in trouble because they're following people that know nothing. They're following people who have nothing to say. We could go to a high school and find more intelligent stuff coming from the kids out there in some places.
Well, you know, Eric, I mean, when Farrell sent me the email, and I mean, you put a little blurb on there, but what people don't know is the rest of that email was absolutely very, it was telling. Let me read a little bit of it. It says, Darryl, from Mark Farrell, I am a white person. I like living among whites in a decent area. I don't like that such, I don't think that's such a bad thing, he says. I'm forthright to you when I say that I want my descendants to be able to do the same, to live peaceably in areas where they do not have to fear living. However, this might not be true if things continue at their present course or without guards and alarms at least. You probably want your descendants to live peaceably too. But are you just hypocrites living among white French than and a more affordable sector where the non-French riot and burn the streets, all the while criticizing Duke for openly addressing such issues while failing to take into account that these very same issues of rioting and fires will continue to a greater degree unless they're addressed as what they are. And if you honestly believe it to be an issue of the haves and have-nots or some other type of similar nonsense, I genuinely feel sorry for you. I really do. He said, downtown Cincinnati, which has become quite dark, meaning a lot of blacks live there, has, like many other cities, just a couple of months ago, in two separate incidents, whites were murdered while in their cars and traffic lights. Now, that's not the whole email, but there's more vitriol and nonsense like that. And what I've understood, Eric, over my lifetime, anyone given an equal shot in this world will end up in the same situation as I would if I've given that equal shot. How do I know that? We've got Asian kids adopted by white families. We've got black kids adopted by white families, and they go to middle class schools and they raise up and they end up professionals later in their lives and they grow. In other words, my point is this: we took these Africans, we had backers coming from the Zionist community to help ship them to America. We sold them into slavery against their will. We whipped poverty upon them in ways that only the most suffering people on earth can understand. And then when we said we were giving them liberation, we basically gave them the bare minimum, and then we expect them to rise to the top on their own. And none of those things are rational. What I'm trying to say is, should we give them more than they're asking for? Not necessarily. What I am saying is that everyone should be given an equal shake in this planet, and not everyone is, Eric. You know, you grow up in a crap hole in the middle of some dirtbag place, white trash or not, you're going to become a dirtbag. Now, how many people live in trailer parks and they're white in California? Turn on Springer, and you'll understand what dirtbags can come out of the white community. That's what poverty does, Eric. That's what lack of opportunity does. That's what cruddy education does, not color.
Well, yeah, I know what you're saying, but a lot of the anger you see towards the blacks and the Mexicans, I think they're doing it on purpose. It's not even due to ignorance.
That's right.
I think because you see that they're doing it right now with the Mexicans. Alex Jones and Jeff Rentz especially have been pounding on this Mexicans coming after us. I mean, who's bringing them in? It's the white Americans. A lot of them wealthy, too, bringing them in for household servants, for working in the country clubs, for working in factories. They bring them in and then they complain about them. See, this is where you have to ask yourself, are they really as stupid? Is Alex Jones and Jeff Rentz really this stupid? And is David Duke really this stupid? They bring Africans in for slavery and then they complain about them? I mean, this is where it gets so stupid that this is why I don't think these people are doing this because of ignorance. I think they're doing it on purpose to create racial fights and just cause trouble. Because if they wanted to help the white race, they would be encouraging the white kids to learn a skill, to contribute to society, and quit looking for some other race to do your work for you. But you don't see that from any of these people. They never teach responsibility. They never encourage people to learn or contribute or think. You know, it's anger. It's this, oh, the Mexicans are going to get us. The king of Spain, he's going to buy all our highways. You know, it's this hatred and more hatred. It's nothing, there's no responsibility, there's no real intelligence behind any of this.
Well, there isn't, and you know, of course, many of the people who've migrated to us because they think somehow because I'm fighting against Zionism that I hate Jews, and there could be nothing further from the truth, and here's the simple fact of the matter is there are good and bad people in every group. Now, granted, the Jewish group has been lied to the point where more people in their community are either directly helping or turning a blind eye to what's going on in many cases. But then again, there are a whole lot of people exposing a whole lot of facts about a whole lot of things across the board, and they come from the Jewish community, Eric. And simple fact of the matter is, to say it's a racial thing is absolutely nonsense. It's not racial. What we've got here is people who've been lied to and people who are trying to fill their self-served interests. And this particular group, this Zionist group, has employed this tactic in divisiveness. And I have to expose it because it's a major block within the structure of their control.
Oh, yeah. In fact, yeah, because I know a guy whose father was Jewish. He grew up in Berlin during the war. He actually believes everything that he sees on TV. He's not part of any of these groups at all. It's like a lot of people. They've been fooled. A lot of the Jews have been fooled by the Zionists.
Yeah.
And so, you know, they're victims too. In fact, they're often even worse victims. Look at all the ones that have died.
Well, I mean, you know, I brought it out on the radio the other day that many of the Jews that were sent to die in work camps and other camps in Poland and other areas were actually the groups of Jews fighting against Zionism. They weren't going along with this dislocation to Palestine. They weren't supporting in any substantive way the efforts of Herzl and the Balfour ideals and all the rest, and so they needed to be eliminated because after the war they would be an element to fight against Zionism. So what do the Zionists do? They make an agreement to get rid of these people.
Yep. Yeah, and it's amazing because it's just the deception is everywhere. It's not just for the Goyim, it's the Jews too. So we've got to get people to stop this fighting and start looking at what's really going on here. Look at the real criminals here.
That's right.
Quit, because I think that's what they're doing. They're just trying to create constant racial fights. They're trying to control the message. You know, they're trying to, they want to be in control of all the groups, everything. 9/11, World War II, the Holocaust, USS Liberty, everything. The Kennedy assassination, you'll see that too. They're constantly coming out with something about how it's all Bush that did the Kennedy assassination, or it's the Vatican. It's the same thing. They're always trying to deny any Israeli involvement. And people have to, the lesson they've got to learn is, these people, stop looking to them for leadership. The only thing that they've got is these people that are in control. If people just start turning away from the David Dukes and the Alex Joneses, what's left? It's just people like you and me. And, you know, other people that are not under their control. And then their group is gone. Without them, without their people, without their control over the information, they have nothing.
That's right. That's right. And you know what, Eric? You know, the French Connection, as a group, as an organization, and the people that join us to help us, you know, that's it. We're it. This is it. And if you want to know what our ideas and thoughts are, you can read about us. You can read what we think. You can read what we put out on our audio files. We're an open book here. If you want to know how we stand on things, and in fact, we don't always make a perfect decision on everything we do. And there are shifts and changes that we have to make in order to you know, get the right message to the right group and whatnot. But by and large, Eric, I can't honestly say that I've not hit the nail on the head with this, and nor have you. I mean, we've been on the money with these facts.
Well, I think that's why they're trying their best to complain and criticize and control. And, you know, David Duke even has a radio station, too.
Where did he get all this money from, Eric?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know where it comes from, but think about it. You know,
hey, Eric, did you know that our website, our hits, is big, we have more hits than David Duke, so where is he getting all the money for this?
Well, I know. This is the other thing. When you see all these people begging for donations, you know, there aren't that many people donating. Where does it come from? There may be some big donors out there. If you look at the people like the Millers that just donated like $5 million to the Holocaust studies at University of Vermont. I mean, there are some big donors out there, but look at what they donate to and why they donate. They are donating in order to manipulate people. They're not donating to help anything. They're always trying to push a particular Zionist message. It's always the same thing.
Well, that reminds me, Eric. I mean, when we ask for donations, it's a shocker how little money comes in, isn't it? And then you know because we've got the numbers, man. We've got very motivated people. But hey, the country hasn't got a lot of money, and our group is struggling. And apparently, they figure other people are probably sending money in, but they're not.
Well, I know
the fact is when David Duke is putting radio stations on, he's got a glossy finish and traveling to give speeches all over Europe and everything. Where the heck is the money coming from?
Well, it's also the same with people like Webster Tarpley, Phil Berg, this whole 9/11 group. Look at the 9/11 truth seekers. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
And they just had their big event in Chicago over the weekend. But who are they? It's like every single one of these people, their names should be taken down. Every single one of these people should be considered as part of this network. I mean, some of them may turn out to be innocent, but, you know, a good detective doesn't just walk away from what is potentially all of the criminals that he's looking for. You got to at least look at them. And these people, they're only pushing one particular message. They're ignoring everything else. This should be a sign that there's something wrong with these people.
Well, you know, way back in David Duke's past, he used the epithet of nigger with in reference to black people, and you know that kind of sickness needs to be addressed. And the fact is, you're right, and I know we're right, that there's a bigger agenda behind these people, this Vanguard stuff and all the rest of it, and truthfully, If we're going to lose some of our listeners as a result of turning away, from these people in such a powerful way, then so be it. I'm not worried about losing people like that, because that's not losing anything. In fact, we're going to be gaining a better quality of listener when we get rid of that kind of stuff from our midst.
Well, yeah, I think that what they're doing is they're attracting the really dumb ones. That's the other thing that I think those Nazi sites are doing. They're looking for, like, the Tim McVeighs, the angry people that aren't real smart. They're looking for those kind of people to then they can use them. They can use them in their little terrorist attacks, and they can use them in their anti-Semite attacks. You know, when they'll get some of those people to go demonstrating down the streets. They did that recently in, I think, what was it, Cincinnati, where they have a, you know, they get a few dozen of these idiots to go down the street chanting, you know, Hitler is great or whatever it is. And it creates this impression that there are Nazis out there. And really, they're just manipulating all these foolish imbeciles in this country. And that's why I think if we could just expose them, tell people, you know, these people should be investigated, all of them, not as Nazis, but as Zionists.
Yeah.
That's what we need to be looking at. Or they're puppets, or they're under control of blackmail. Because it may be, people say, well, David Duke was in jail. This proves he's innocent. That doesn't prove he's innocent just because someone was in jail. It could just be that he was caught doing something, and now he's being blackmailed, and maybe he got a little out of line, and they had to, you know, do something to their little puppet because he was getting a little rebellious. So just because he's been in jail, that doesn't mean he's a leader. If you look at the remarks you get from people, you wonder, it's like, no wonder these people can't elect good leadership.
And who in their right mind would want somebody hateful like that? I mean, and segregatory. I mean, look, Eric. You know what? I've got Indian blood in me. What, I'm supposed to cut my arm off and burn it in a fire because I'm part Indian? I mean, what in the hell is wrong with people?
I know. Well, it's even worse when you consider everything they say is just plain stupid.
It's stupid.
Everything is just plain stupid, especially from what's coming. And it's why is it so much out of the southern states? See, there may be a lot of this. The Southern Poverty Law Center's down there. There's a lot of these crypto Jews down there, it seems.
Yep.
And
yep.
So a lot of these, and not only that, but then there's a lot of a lot of these people, this may be blackmail. They may have been caught in their little traps of sex with children or gambling problems. They may have gambling problems or whatever it is. Whatever it is, people should be turning away from that. They should be looking for people who give them real information. Stop falling for the promises or the angers. See, the other thing that Duke and the others do is they shift all the blame away from the American people. Like with the issue of Mexicans. You see the same thing with Alex Jones and Jeff Friends. The Mexicans are forcing themselves on us as if the Mexicans are the problem. They never say the Americans are giving them jobs. The truth is the Mexicans are not forcing themselves on us. I've seen them here. They're all over the place in where I live. They are ecstatic. They come over here not even knowing English in most cases. Some of them never been to school. They get jobs and they tell their friends and relatives back home. I say, well, you should see it. Well, come on up. There's jobs everywhere.
All you have to do is work.
Yeah, they're happy. They're not here to cause trouble. There are some of them, sure. Some of them are running away from the Mexican police. I'm not denying that. That always happens. But most of them are just excited to get a job. And to say that they are forcing themselves on us is a lie. And you have to ask yourself, is Alex Jones really that stupid that he believes that? All you have to do is look out there. They're getting jobs everywhere. But what they're doing is what politicians do. They're shifting the blame away from the American people because this is what people want. They want somebody to tell them that nothing is your fault. Nothing is, you haven't done anything wrong. You don't have to change. All of your problems are due to somebody else.
And then what they want, when they want to get the white Americans angry, they go to the Jerry Springer crowd. By the way, Mr. Springer's a Zionist. They go to the Jerry Springer crowd and find nincompoops that have been raised in utter poverty. And they say, look what these black people did to you. Look what these Mexicans did to you. Look what these, you know, these Indians that are coming over here on these H-1B visas. Look what they've done to you. And they've done that. They stole my job. They stole my future. And you look at these people, and they're 300 pounds. They got a Twinkie in their mouth. They live in a bloody mess. And because they've been raised in an environment of utter poverty and utter ignorance, and the fact is, you know, you whip utter ignorance and poverty on anyone, you're going to get the same product every time, Eric.
Well, yeah, it's going to certainly hurt, especially if it's bad nutrition and all the other things they got.
Well, I mean, look at our schools now. I mean, they're not teaching anybody how to prepare for life. They're not teaching anybody how to think rationally or logically. They're not explaining to people anymore. They're more like warehouses for kids. They're drugging the tar out of them with high doses of amphetamines, and then they're giving them tranquilizers, and they're calling them nut jobs, geez, Eric, they're poisoning them with fluoride and they're giving them, I mean, come on. You take a look at them and they walk around you and they say, the blacks did it to me. The whites did it to me. This did it. It's so foolish. And I sit here every day, and of course I'm fighting another more pointed battle, but of course all these issues work together. They all are part of the plan. And when you find out these people's plan that came out of Tavistock and it came out of the Stanford Research Institute in California, and you take a look at what these groups have designed for our future, it is frightening. This guy Zbigniew Brzezinski and the rest of these crazies, they know how to pit one group against another. They know how to play to the sicknesses of human beings, and you know, everyone wants someone to be lower than them. So, you know, that see these. If someone's lower than me, I must be okay. Is the way they think.
Yes. Yeah, I know. I think if you look at things like the Protocols of Zion, if you look at that Rosenthal article, I mean, it is. It's destroy society. Get them fighting. Get everybody hating one another. This is how you can take control of a large group of people. Get them all fighting with each other, and then they don't notice that this small group is getting control of everything. And that's what people are doing now. And that's what these white supremacist groups are doing. They're not solving any problems. They're not doing any research. They're not saying anything intelligent. Same with the 9/11 truth groups. They're not really doing anything either. They're just trying to control. They're trying to manipulate. They're trying to shift the blame to Bush or the Vatican. They're not helping, and people have to start realizing who to listen to and who not to listen to and start avoiding those people. Because once you avoid them, they're gone.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all they've got is their deception.
That's right. That's right. Well, you know, and the other side of it is there are probably a lot of the supporters of these individuals, these groups, who may well take over time to rational presentation of what groups they've been with. I mean, how many people have come to us now, Eric, hundreds of them from Alex Jones and said, wow, I never looked at it that way, and wow, now I see it, and I couldn't see it before, and wow, you know, there is an opportunity here, and let's take advantage of this chance, ladies and gentlemen, and all of you out there who may be supporters of these sickos. I'm going to say what they are. They're sick. And deceivers. They're really more deceivers, because I don't think they're doing this intentionally. You know, you can migrate to factual information. You don't have to stay stuck in this rut of vitriol and anger and hatred to other people. It's certainly not going to help us. It's certainly not going to win us this battle. And you know, all people, every minute of your life, Eric, your minute that you just passed had no more value than the one I passed over here in France. We are equal in our life experience here. And why should mine be more valuable than yours or some black from Compton or some Arab from Tel Aviv? I'm not Tel Aviv, from Baghdad. We all are here on this earth sharing the same experience. And when to say things that, you know, that I'm more valuable because I'm white is a sickness.
Yeah, it's just I think it's part of their plan. Keep the people fighting and deliberately cause trouble. And they're doing that. I think they're doing it on purpose, even with the Mexicans, deliberately bringing them in quietly and then saying, look at them all, look at them all. And so anyway, and I think it's just that people have to realize, you know, we all were fooled by these people. You know, even in my video, you'll see I'm even praising Alex Jones. And, you know, in 2002, I was like a lot of people. You think, wow, look, he's giving all this information out. It's only when you start getting deeper into it, you realize all of these people, their message is very limited, and they only go as far as they have to.
Mm-hmm. And you look at the Zionist denier group that he put together in Chicago, and the one he's got coming up in L.A., as far as I can see, it was not a success, this conference.
Well, they bring a lot of the people that go to them are just, you know, people that already know or their friends, or so there may be a lot of bodies there, but it doesn't necessarily have an effect on the nation. Hopefully people are going to start seeing through this and start realizing, you know, these are the people trying to blame the Vatican. These are the people trying to it's so stupid. It's unbelievable. How can people fall for this after a while? You know, it's hard, because especially if Alex or Jeff Rance is where you got your very first information, you feel grateful to them. Because, you know, if that's the first person to help you understand the corruption, you feel a little gratitude. And so it hurts a little to have to realize now he's also lying. And so, but you'll get used to it. People will get used to it. Just keep pounding on them.
Well, we've been pounding on them, and you know, I mean, and a lot of people, boy, the hate mail that I get, it would just blow your mind. But you know what? I'm thick-skinned, Eric.
Well, that's the. But you see, the other thing is, when you're right, that's when they get angry with you. When you're wrong, that's when they praise you. If you were to start putting on your website, aliens have just created a crop circle, you would get messages like, oh, that's a really good article. Here, did you see this one over here about the crop circle in Australia? They would praise you. When you make a mistake, they're going to praise and encourage you to keep it up. When you start getting correct, that's when they're mad. And so when you that's how you can tell when you're right, when you start going into stupid things, then they'll be encouraging it. That's what you'll see going on with the Vatican stuff. And, you know, the people that do that get praised. You don't get attacked.
No, no.
And the same with the UFOs and same with the remote viewers. I mean, they encourage that stuff. They don't really try to suppress it at all.
Well, to all those remote viewers out there, I want you to remote view what I'm doing right now.
Yeah, let them remote view.
Remote view that. Crying out loud. You know, the nonsense that people can be led to believe, Eric, makes me sad. I'm saddened by it, but I'm shocked at the same time that such absolute foolishness could be sold and bought.
Well, people are trusting. This is the problem. When you get a large group of people believing something, it pulls the others into it. This is why they want to dominate the internet, the media. People follow crowds. It's very important that people realize this. All they have to do is look in the mirror at their hairstyle and their clothing style. Just look at them and look at how it changes through time. People follow each other. You have to accept this. And this is why they want to dominate the internet. This is why there are not just one of these David Duke sites. There are hundreds of them. And there are hundreds of these 9/11 groups pushing the Vatican. People follow crowds, so when they see 500 sites saying the Vatican did it and there's only one saying the Zionists did it, you know, people's natural tendency is to follow that crowd. Even with a remote viewing, if you got the majority of people talking about how you have that ability, a lot of people will assume, well, maybe there must be something to it. Everyone's talking about it. And so people have to realize, don't let them fool you with this nonsense. Don't follow the crowd.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And you know, every day we get up and, you know, I talk to you every day, Eric. We put this program together. We put the effort together. We've got great people with us. They fight with us. I want to encourage all of you out there. If you really are a fighter and you're not already on MySpace, get your fanny over there and get involved. You know, we need involvement here. We need people to start writing to each other on the MySpace. Find people who are not participating in MySpace and bring them on board and find new people. There's a wonderful dialogue going on there, and there's also some incredible stuff happening. People are waking up around the world from the efforts we're making, and you can see the debate shifting in favor of the facts, in favor of the truth, in favor of defeating these criminals. And I'm not in this to just inform. I want to stop them, Eric. I want to stop these people.
Well, I know there's no point in doing it if we're not going to make things better. So, and there's different people can do different things depending on your personality and what your experience with. You know, some people enjoy talking to strangers, in which case you can just do it as you're in the store line. Some people actually do this as just waiting in line at the supermarkets or the post office.
Yeah,
I'd have a hard time with that one. But you know, some people, they like that. And then there's other people that can do email to just send emails out, and other people in. You know, if they're at a school or something, might start talking to people. So it depends on what you do, but it doesn't cost anything. It just every once in a while just help get the information out and undercut. So you have to. What it is like you're undercutting the TV and the magazines and these websites by providing some truth out there.
Well, you know, the people are starting to move away from mainstream sources for their information, first of all. Now, they're still being bombarded by television programming, which also mirrors the nonsense they put out on the news broadcast. You know, there's a decidedly dark character to all the shows on television now. It's all about, you know, 6 feet under and Dead Like Me and Autopsy and, you know, it's pretty sick stuff. And when you don't watch TV, like I don't watch it, And then, you know, I go downstairs, and I do have a satellite, and I put it on, and I see what they are offering. I'm blown away by it. I'm dumbstruck because, of course, I'm not polluted by it, and it's easy for me to see it. But when you're sitting in front of that hypnosis box, you're sitting there mesmerized in the nonsense.
Well, yeah, if you grow up with it, this is what a lot of people have made they've made that same remark. If you go, like, months and months without any television or newspapers or magazines and then watch it, it has to be quite a few months so you forget about it and you just get back to reality a little. Then you realize, my God, I used to watch this stuff.
Well, that's it. I mean, for me, it's great jazz, good music, good books, good reading, good information, good friends, good life here. And then life doesn't have to be full of nonsensical negativity and sickness. And while they are foisting those kinds of things upon us as a race of humans, we can stop them. They're not a big group. They just happen to be very well placed in the world, and we can dislodge these people, Eric. We can do it.
Well, yeah, and it may be that Tavistock Institute and others, what they've been learning is what fools people, how to manipulate people, because that's what they're doing really well. It's manipulation.
Well, many people are hearing Tavistock for the first time. Many others are well aware of it, but when you start looking into Tavistock, boy, is that a frightening organization, and how many other companies and groups and police agencies and spook groups that they support with their manipulation. And when you find out who's behind all this stuff, boy, it's a frightening read, Eric. It really is.
Yep. Well, maybe somebody will come forward with information about that for us too.
Well, I would like more information on Tavistock, and I'll put that out right now because I would like to develop as much information on that particular group as we can, and we'll start dropping some bombs on those buggers too, you know. Because the truth is a mighty sword, Eric, and we've been doing our best to get it out there where people can start wrapping their brain around these facts. And it's making a difference. It's changing things. And I want to tell you that I appreciate you coming on today. You know, the article, you'll notice, ladies and gentlemen, that we tweak articles after we write them for whatever reason. And sometimes we want to add more information to it. Sometimes we want to be more specific. Sometimes points we make are not clear. And other times we may have added too much that we need to take away. So you'll see that it's a development process whenever we write something, isn't it, Eric?
Well, yeah, because we're trying to be honest. We're not trying to manipulate.
That's right.
I mean, it's like anything. If you look at an engineer, when he designs a car, he doesn't just design it and then put it out there and say, okay, take it or leave it. I mean, he'll fix things if he finds problems.
Well,
anyone who's really interested in the truth is going to be learning something. This is the other thing that makes the others look suspicious. It's like they've been in it longer than us, and they know less.
Yeah.
I mean, there's something wrong here.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to thank you again, Eric. You know, this is the French Connection. We are working hard over here for everybody, and we do it almost every day. You and I, we put this effort in, and I hope everybody else puts the same kind of effort out in their daily lives. If that happens, we will win. We will beat these people back, and I can see the beginnings of that now, and I'm encouraged by the effort that people are making, and I want to encourage people to continue, and in fact, turn up the heat a little bit here. You know. And don't think that someone else is going to do it. Say, I'll sit back and let someone else send a dollar into French Connection or write that email to a friend. Or it's not going to happen by someone else. You've got to take the effort. You've got to make the dollar donation. You've got to call your friend. You've got to talk to your family. These are the things that you have to do because it's really on your shoulders that the success or failure is going to be laid. And so we need everybody to do their best.
Well, that's right, because, I mean, we've got big agencies in our government, but they're not doing it. We can't wait for them.
That's right.
It's up to the individual citizens.
Yeah, and all you people out there who are actually against blacks and Asians and Indians and the rest of you for without having an ulterior motive, re-examine what you think, because there is sickness involved in that position, and it really, really needs to be re-examined by all of you. Until the next broadcast, which I'm not sure when that'll be, this is Daryl Bradford Smith and Eric Hufschmidt saying goodbye and be well. Bye-bye now.